Bezus Hashem, the schus should be a schus for Ushalema for our friend, a dear friend, Chaim Moshe ben Lea, and of course also a schus for what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, Achenu, Achenu, Vesisal, and Asun, Batsar, Veshivya, a schus. So Bezus Hashem, this week we'll move on in the Baruch of Ahar of Na, we'll move on to the following words, and we say, Ahar of Na, Hashem Alekainu, Sidr Yisrael, Chabafinu, Bafiyam, Chabais Yisrael, that we should all be kulanu yoidei shemecha and loimdei sarasecha l'shma. So tonight we're going to try to understand what do these two things correspond to. What are these two things, yoidei shemecha, loimdei sarasecha l'shma? And furthermore, the Yoidei Shemecha is a little bit unclear. Yoidei Shemecha, what exactly is that? How does that connect to Torah? So, I'd like to share the way the Vilna Gaon, it sounds like, in Imri Noyam explained it. And that we'll go with two Mahalkam tonight and understand these two things. So, it starts like this. The Yoidei Shemecha, the Vilna Gaon, brings down in Imri Noyam, says like this. Yoidei Shemecha is really referring to Torah. Because the Torah is the Shemois of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah really is the Shemois of Hashem. In fact, the Makor of Birchas HaTorah is Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Gaidel Elokeinu. When you say the Shem Hashem, because really the Torah, the words of the Torah are really the Shemois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just scrambled differently, and the psukim that we have are just rearranged the letters in a way that you don't read the Oizdis, but really the Shemois are all, the Torah is the Shemois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Yoidei Shemecha, says the Vilna Gaon, is a reference to the Torah. Yoidei Shemecha. Fine. This is what the Vilna Gaon said. So now we need to understand, okay, so if it's referring to Torah, so then why is it that, what are these two things? Yoidei Shemecha and Lamedei Sarasecha L'shma. So they're both saying that we should have Torah. So what exactly are these two things? That brings out this question. What exactly are these two things? Yoidei Shemecha, we should know Torah. Lamedei Sarasecha L'shma, we should... What are these two things exactly? So I'd like to share two mahalchem. The first is, perhaps we could suggest, based on a big idea that the Svarim talk about, Rabbi Saul Salanter and Ari Yisrael.
It's not the idea and the
limud. Oh, very good. That's the first mahal. First mahalach is Rabbi Saul Salanter and Ari Yisrael and Simon Chav Zayin establishes that there's really two mitzvahs when it comes to Torah. I'll read to you his words. He says as follows. Hinei b'mitzvahs Talmud Torah. In the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, yesh bazeh shnei inyanim. There's two things. Aleph, limud ha-Torah. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah. Beis, yediyas ha-Torah. There's a mitzvah to know Torah. And he brings the sources for this. Mitzvah is limud ha-Torah. What's the source for that? That there's a mitzvah to learn. Hu min ha-kosev ho-gisa v'yoyimun v'layla. The pasuk says in the beginning of Yeshua, that's the source he brings down from the Rambam, the Torah, Shulchan Aruch all say in the beginning of Hilchas Talmud Torah. Kol Adam Yisrael Chayav Talmud Torah Shneimar V'Hogisa B'Yayim V'Laila. So V'Hogisa B'Yayim V'Laila says that person has to learn Torah. That's a regular mitzvah like all other mitzvahs. Sheik Lulav, you have to learn Torah, and this is a continuous mitzvah. V'Hogisa B'Yayim V'Laila. Okay. And whatever a person learns, he explains that whatever you learn whatever, even if it's not halachal ma'isa, any Torah you learn, you do a mitzvah of limud ha-Torah. However, ulam hageder hasheni b'mitzvahs Talmud Torah. There's a separate aspect to limud ha-Torah, which is called to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Who yediyos ha-Torah? He says, "What does this come from?" The Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Lamed, "V'shinantom we darshan shiu divrei Torah mechudadim b'ficha." Person should have a fluency in Torah. Shem yishalcha adam dover. Someone asks you a question, al tegamgim. You should be unclear. V'taymalei elamorlam. Yeah, you should be able to say it fluently, clear clarity, and to have a clarity in kol ha-Torah kula, and be able to know the Torah. And he goes on and on to expound on these two things, the differences between the two, and he shows how they differ. The difference is that the mitzvah of limud is a regular mitzvah of learning, just to learn. The mitzvah of yediyah.
Learning what you're learning.
What? Oh, so.
I'd say the other way. As long as you're learning, what's the difference you know?
For example, if you have the mitzvah of learning, you theoretically could learn the same thing over and over.
Also, if you didn't get to the bottom line yet.
if you don't get to the bottom line, or you don't have clarity, or you're still, you got it, or you learn the same thing over and over again your whole life, if you say Kapitel Tehillim, you say Shir HaMaalos over and over again your whole life, you're a Yaitza, I mean, L'chaira, you were a Yaitza of Gisa B'Yam V'Laila, but you're lacking in the knowledge of Torah.
So the person that learns a whole block Gemara and understands the Tosfos perfectly and everything gets much more of a mitzvah than the person that learns it and tried hard, maybe even harder,
so
but didn't really understand it?
No,
I
so
we
so,
always say the opposite.
I said, no, it's two separate mitzvahs. He's saying it's two separate mitzvahs. They're both called Torah.
Is it an extra mitzvah?
Yeah, it's two separate things. One is, well, he's saying there's two, I mean, there's two aspects.
One is to know, one is to learn.
There's two aspects. He goes on. It's a very long piece, and he shows differences. It's a very long piece. It's very interesting the way he builds it, builds it up. But
you have to learn in order to know. So then it's there's two. You got another
mitzvah. Knowing is another mitzvah. So
the more
this,
you know, the more
mitzvah
you have.
Another
one. It still doesn't answer why it says Yodei Shemecha.
Oh.
You could say Yodei Torah Sechna, but Lomdei Torah Sechna.
Okay. So that we're not going to touch on this mahalach so much. Yeah, that's a good point. Why it is Shemecha? Okay, that's a good point. No, it's a good. You're only saying asking good. Asking good. So like this. So we could explain perhaps that that's the two things. This Yodei Shemecha is the idea of Taira, right? The knowledge of Taira, and then there's Lomdei Sarasefa. There's Limud HaTaira. This could be a mahalach, but just could be we could really take this a step further and explain that really, if you think about it, that these two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Limud HaTaira is from Vokisa Boyayim of Alayla, and the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah is from Vishinantam Shiv Divrei Torah Mechudot Meficha. The Torah should be fluent in our mouths. We should have a knowledge in Torah. Could we could take this one step further and explain that really these two aspects really correspond to the two brachas of Brachas HaTorah. We start off Asher Kedishonu B'Mitzvayis V'Tzivanu Lasek B'Divrei Torah. There we're zooming in on the mitzvah of learning Torah. Esek HaTorah is, right, we said then from the pasuk of Hokisa Boyayim of Alayla, involvement in Torah. Esek HaTorah is from the pasuk of Mepharshim explained, is from Hokisa Higoyin, that's Lasik B'Divrei Torah. That bracha corresponds to the mitzvah of learning Torah, Lasik, to be involved. It's not about the idea, it's not about the fluency, it's not about the knowledge, it's about being involved and learning Torah. That's the first bracha. The Harev No, if you think about it, the way we explained then, a different Mepharshim, really, is this idea of Yediyas HaTorah. And like this, we said then, it's fascinating, if you look in the Siddur, it's at Tfilas, the Eitz Yosef, the way he explains the words, the Harev No, the word should be pleasant, befinu, in our mouths. What does that mean? Sheyi writes a loymar, Sheyerav lonu befinu, it should be like pleasant in our mouths. And it shouldn't be a tirch in our mouths. The Torah should be fluent and clear and go like water. We should have a fluency in Torah. We should have that level of mechudadim beficha. It should be mechudad beficha, right? What's the mechudadim beficha? The makar for the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah, to have such a level of clarity and Torah that it's so clear to us that we have Mechudot and Meficha, that it should be Harav No Hashem Elokeinu Tzivei Sarascha Befinu. And more than that, the Anaf Yosef says, very interesting thing, we quoted this in the past, he points out that if you count, there's 30 words in the bracha of a Harav No. What's the significance? Yesh Lamed Tevis Kineged Chov Dalid Sifrei Mikra. Is 24 Sfarim of Tanakh. V'shisha plus 6. Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Torah Shebuksav and Torah Shebal Peh. She'onu mispalalim she'yu shigurim b'finu b'fiyas Yisrael. We're davening that it should be shogur b'fiv, the Torah, the entirety. Kol HaTorah Kula. Torah Shebuksav, Torah Shebal Peh. The Lama Tevis says that 8 Anaf Yosef is bringing home this idea that when we're davening that the Torah should be shogur b'finu, Kol HaTorah Kula, we should have a full, complete yediyah in Hashem's Torah. In Klal Yisrael should have that yediyah. We should all have the yediyah in Torah. So if you think about it, see, these two things are these two ideas are really the two brachas of Berachas HaTorah. So the question is like this. Why is it that we say it should be Yoidei Shmecha, the Loim Dei Sarasecha Lashma. You would think, what comes first? The first step is to learn. That's the first thing. And then, ultimately, like Rabbi Sol Salanta over there speaks out, that the mitzvah of Limud you could mukayim on the spot. If you learn a pasuk, you just got a mitzvah. The mitzvah of Chudad Meficha is a life journey. It's you don't get it. You don't get the mitzvah today. It's having Kol Tarku, having the Torah, knowing Halachal Maisa. It's a process. That's the he talks over there. It's hard to know exactly. But I like to read to you his words. Very interesting. Tachlas haMitzvah shel Yedisa Torah. No, where is that? Later on in the piece. Here he says, "Limud HaTorah is tachlus umiyat. Every rega you get a mitzvah. However, Yedias HaTorah, l'shtalim b'chochmas HaTorah, loy b'sho'achas yulet zeh ha-tachlus. Kim b'hemshech hazman b'har b'yomim b'shonim." Interesting. Okay. So, the question is that you would expect first to say, loyim de'isar secha, limud HaTorah, the basics is to get started learning, to learn. And then comes Yediyah. Yediyah always comes after learning. You learn and then you know. So why is it that we say Yoidei Shemecha V'Loim Dei Sarasecha L'Shma? This is something that we could ask, and could be that the answer is Pashat. The answer is Pashat. That really we referred already to when we said the bracha of Lasik B'Divrei Torah. We were referring to the mitzvah of learning Torah. We're davening now that after we learn the Torah, Hashem, please make it that we should have Yoidei Shemecha. We should have Kol HaTorah Kula, right? We should know the Torah. We should have a Yediyah in Torah. And then our learning will be Lishma. We don't just say V'loim Dei Sarasecha. Our girsa is V'loim Dei Sarasecha Lishma. Because we know that Lishma is... When was it revealed that Torah is Lishma? When you love the Torah so much that you know the Torah already, but you keep on going at it, right? It's not about the learning, the newness of it. It's... Every time you learn, right? It's like counting, right? It's the more a person learns, the more the love at lishma is avas haTorah, right? We've said from Rav Chaim V'Lazhner in the past. So the loim de sarasecha lishma, that is specifically after Yoidei Shemecha. After Yoidei Shemecha, then that's where it's revealed that a person is learning Torah lishma. And I saw today beautiful Maromakim. I was looking, and Rav David Goldberg Shlita, he has a pirish on Nefesh HaChaim. In the back, he has a piece on Torah Lishma, and he brings down a fascinating Maromakim. He brings down the Sefer Toldos Adam. It says that Rav Zalman von Valozhin, Rav Chaim Valozhin's brother, his derech was that he would learn something. When he would learn something, he would learn it either sometimes 250 times or 300 times. When you learn something, you learn it 250 times or 300 times. So so Reb Leib Mevilna said that his father, Reb Ber, asked the tzaddik, Reb Zalmalo, where does this come from? 250, 300 times? We understand, Chazal said 101 times. That's like the ultimate, 101 times. So he said, very interesting, he said, says this that Chazal say 101 times, that's a segula to remember your learning. Happens to be that 101 is gematria mechol. Mechol is the malach, which is mamun on zakarn, right? I believe it's brought down. So 101 is zakarn. Says that's the Chazal telling you how that should be a segula for zakarn. Aval chibuv haTaira, for when a person has love of the Taira, ain la erech ve'ain shir. There's no amount. He says, and Rav Zalman said, if I would have enough time, I would learn the same Mishnah a year straight. He loved the Torah so much. So the love of Torah, avas haTorah, which is lishma, is brought out specifically after you have the knowledge. It's not about the learning to know. It's after you know it. The learning itself comes from avas haTorah. So that's that we're davening to this high level, we're davening that Klal Yisrael, we and Klal Yisrael should reach this level of knowing the Torah, and then after that comes, after the knowledge, then that's where Limud HaTorah L'shma is brought out, when you know it already, and you're learning it simply because of the love for Torah. That's we're davening to Hashem for this madrega of Lo Yimdei Sarasach L'shma. Madrega, but this is what we're davening to Hashem for.
It makes sense, because if you're just learning something for the first time, it's not really L'shma, because you're enjoying it, you're learning something new. It's new. You're getting something out of it. Learning something. It's not really L'shma. Oh, it's interesting. It's knowledge.
Yeah.
I'm interested. Yeah. It's interesting. I'm gaining something. It's not really L'shma. It's only once you know it. Now you're doing it again. You're doing it the 50th time because you really enjoy it. It's not just because you enjoy it. That's right.
Okay, so this is the first malach. So the first malach is that Yodei Shemech V'Lem Deser Zach L'Shma correspond to two aspects. There's an aspect of Limud HaTorah and Yedias HaTorah. This is the first malach. The second malach, I'd like to share with Olam, which this would touch on the word shame, or you were asking for Shemecho, is a malach which is brought down from the Eli Rabbah, and the Siach Yitzchak also says this. And they say like this, Shemecho, Yodei Shemecho is indeed referring to Torah, but it's specifically referring to the Soidos HaTorah. They call it the Pnimias HaTorah, the inner depth of Torah. That is the Yodei Shemecha is a reference to that. I read to you the Siach Yitzchak. The Siach Yitzchak says, Inyan Yedias Hashem Hunach al Yedias HaPnimius. It's referring to the Pnimius of Torah, which is the Soidos HaTorah. And the Eitz brings down from Eli Rabbah. Reitz Eloimar Yodei Shemecha Reitz Eloimar Shetim Salonu Tamei V'Soidos HaTorah. Right? Yodei Shemecha is a reference to the Soidos HaTorah. This is Yodei Shemecha. Oh.
It's the Shem Hashem
is the secret. The Shem Hashem. The Shem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a reference to the Shemecha is a reference to the secrets of the Torah, the Soidos HaTorah.
There's a whole other Mach.
It's also going with the Vilna Gaon that it's Torah, but it's not just, we're saying it's not Yedias HaTorah, but it's specifically a Chelek of Torah of Soidos HaTorah, Pnimius HaTorah. So it comes out that like this, there's the nigla of the Torah, what we learn, and then there's the Soidos HaTorah. So it comes out, we could say like this, Yodei Shemecha is a reference to the aspect of Torah, which is the Soidos, the Pnimius HaTorah, which that's what they're saying, and Lo Yimdei Sarasecha is referring to the nigla of Torah. There's the learning of the Torah, and then there's the learning of nigla and the nister, right?
There's one idea, one
nima. Oh, very good. Why is one? Oh, very good. Oh. What for? Right, that was asking. So why is one? Why is the Pnimius HaTorah Yedia, and why is the nigla limud? So for this, it's a very interesting thing. We spoke in the past from the Beis Halevi. He says a very fundamental idea when he talks about the three levels of Torah.
You have to understand. You can just sit and learn.
Similar. So he says like this. The Mishnah says in Avos, Kololoi Matar L'Shma Zaychel Etvarim Harbe. And what happens? He comes in Mayan and Mzgabru, Umegalin Loi Rozei Torah. And they revealed to him, Megalin Loi, the Mishmaim, whatever, they revealed to him the secrets of the Torah. The words are Megalin Loi, they revealed to him. What does that mean? He says like this. What happens is, a person is learning L'Shma, he's learning a Black Amar, Mesachas Baba Kama. He's learning Bab Metzia. And what happens? He's learning Torah L'Shma. Says the Beis Halevi in Parshas Yisrael, the Megalin Loi Sayyidah Satayra, Gam Mashaloi Amal Ba. He's not working on, he's not being Amal on Sayyidah Satayra. He says what happens is that when a person learns the Niglas, the Nigla, Ksha Adam Amal Betayra Sa Niglas, Ayideze Zoiche U Megalin Loi HaSayyidah. And he says it has to be that way. He says because to know Sayyidah Satayra, the secrets of the Tayra, Loi Shayich Shi Adam Amal HaSigam. It doesn't. Amelus on Seidus, they don't go. There's no. You don't work on understanding Seidus. He says. Again, the later Seidus that they're like Shaiach she Adam Amul Lasigam. Acher she Emlo no Movi Vaschol b'zeh. We have no connection. We have no way to get in to be Amul on Seidus Atayra. It's not. We have nothing to do with it. We have nothing. What happens when a person learns Tayra Lishma? He learns his Black Amara. And when that happens, then they just start to reveal to him Seidus Atayra. They come. So to say, automatically. You're not really learning them. You just, right? So basically, you're not loymid the seidus, you just know them. Understand? You're yoydei shemecha. You're given. It's a given. He says it's totally, you don't do it. Not, it comes. Not, that's what he says over there. There, it's a matana. It's a matana. It comes nothing from the person, has nothing to do with the person, and it's a total gift from Hashem. And he says, beautiful psham pasuk. The pasuk says, kim v'saras Hashem chefzai, v'saras yegayim v'loyla. He says, beautiful. Torah Hashem is a reference to Pnimius. It's It's the Torah of Hashem. Yodi Shemecha, it's Hashem. He says, Kim Besaris Hashem Cheftzai, a person who has a chef, as he wants to know Torah Hashem, which is a reference to Pnimius, what does he do? Torosa Yega Yom of Leila. He should be Bamal in his block of Mara. Unbelievable. You should just learn the nigla with lashma of yigalu legama saydis, and the rest will just come. Amazing idea, amazing idea. So that's megalay. They revealed to him, and Reb Chaim Volozhiner and Ruach Chaim on these words megalay razeter. He says this. I mean this idea. He says kibe emes. He says even further. Kol harozen v'soydes atar, all the secrets of the Torah, heimim mufuroshim, they're right there, v'niglam, they're open, mamish, they're right in front of us. You open up a gemara chumash, the secrets of the Torah are right there, right in front of us. Avol, however, toch merois einenu, our eyes can't see them. We're like blind with them, we don't see it. And that's, he says, Megalon life. Suddenly it just becomes revealed. He's not learning it. It just opens up. It pops out at him. I always give the mashal, like those books, you know, when we were kids, you stare at that picture and suddenly you see the image, right? Right? You could be looking at it and suddenly your friend's looking at it and he sees it before you. Ah, I see it. You know, you're like, what? I don't see it yet. You're looking at the same thing. It's right there in front of you. And suddenly you just, yeah. You right, just you see it, right? Nothing happened.
Is that the difference between Ruzin and Sodos?
No, Ruzin and Sodos are the same thing, it seems like. They're both a way of saying secrets. The secrets, they're secrets, meaning that they're Hashem, our eyes don't see them. He says, that's Pshan the Potsa. Gal Einai, Vabitin, Flois, Mesarasecha. Davin, Mel, Davin. Open up my eyes, it's right there. Gal Einai, right? Harin Einu, Mesarasecha. All this is this. Megalon, Le Ruzin, Tayra. So, this could be the difference. Why, when it comes to Seidus HaTayr, it says Yoidei Shemecha, because we don't learn the Seidus. We don't learn them, they just, a person either knows them or he doesn't. Limud HaTayr, the Nigla, is something that we learn. So that could be the difference between the change in language. Could be, perhaps.
Good experiences today?
No, but Lamaisa, the Chizuk is. So this is, right, this is above us. But Lamaisa, like this. No, but Lamaisa, you should know that. No. Look at this. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, v'gam b'niglas ha-Torah, and even in nigla, this is really, we experience this sometimes. What happens? He says, beautiful. L'po'amim, adam yogea al davar katan, v'kal. Someone like works hard on understanding a small thing. Mashallah achash umev, and after he understands it, hu oimed ha-mishto, he stands back and he's like wondering. Matamalas, he's like wondering to himself, why is it that I needed to work so hard on this? It's like obvious.
It's so obvious.
But I never push it. It was push it. Ach, says Reb Chaim, ha'odam lepa'am mukam esanverim. We're blinded. V'miyasek balashma yogal Hashem einav. So that's this element of our eyes being opened up is really happens to us, right? When you work on this understanding Rashi, trying to understand the Gemara, and then once you get it, it's like, oh yeah. Like, why did this take so much work? And the answer is because our eyes weren't open up to it. Hashem opened up our eyes, and suddenly everything comes in. What?
That she solved it for us.
Yeah. But what? Oh. So this is the idea of Yoidei Shemecha and Loim Desarasech L'Shema, the two aspects of Torah, the Nigla and the Nister. Okay. And could be we could add one more thing, and that is like this, that in this bracha of Aharevno, we're davening specifically, we mentioned Seydus HaTayr. It could be this beautiful thing here, and that is like this. We spoke in the past from the Marsha. The Marsha says in Brachas Daf Yud Aleph that the three brachas of Berachas HaTayr, they correspond to three aspects. There's Toiv, Orev, and Moyel. Toiv is good, Orev is pleasant, sweet, and Moyel is something that gives a benefit. And he explains that the middle bracha is Orev, right? We say V'harevna, we daven that. He says there's nothing as sweet and pleasurable as Torah, right? And he says his words are v'harevna, that this bracha highlights. This bracha is the bracha that highlights this, that there's nothing as orev as Torah. And the first bracha is that there's nothing as toiv as Torah. And there's nothing. And the last bracha is nothing as moil as Torah. So he says like this: v'harevna she'ein lecha orev b'chol iskei adam. There's nothing as pleasurable. K'may ezek haTorah. Where do we see this? K'may shekasav Torah Hashem tamima u'mesukim midvash. It's sweeter than honey. So it's a very interesting thing. So Mesukum Advash brings out the point that Tair is Mesukum, sweeter than honey. There's nothing more geschmack than Tair. So it's a very interesting thing. We once quoted, I'll go back to this for a minute, the Vilna Goyen Ashir Ashirim in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yer Aleph. The Pasuk says like this. This is like referring to the Torah. The sweetness of the Torah is dripping from the lips. Neifes titoifen is dripping. For the sweetness is dripping from the lips. Dvash, honey, the cholov and milk tachas l'shoinich. The honey and milk is under the tongue. The reich sel meisayach kriach levonim, and the scent of their clothing is kriach levonim. So there's three things. There's four. The Vilna Gaon in his Pirush here points out that there's four things. There's neifes titoifna sifseisayach kala. Then there's dvash, it's two. And then there's cholov, it's three. And then there's reich sal masayach, it's four, is the smell. He says that these four things are correspond, or referencing the four chalakim of Torah. This pshat paradise, pshat, remez, drush, and sight. Now we're not going to go into all four the way he explains each one, but I just want to zoom in on one point. He says, noifes titoif nasif sayach, that it's dripping. The sweetness of Torah is dripping from the lips. Who soidais haTorah? That's referring to the secrets of the Torah. Shehem misukim midvash. It's sweeter than honey. Then what's dvash? Dvash is remez. Remez hu mosoik kidvash. So dvash honey is a reference to the remez aspect of Torah. Soidus HaTorah is higher. It's Mesukim Midvash. Sweeter than honey, right? So you see from here that the most enjoyable, the sweetest chelik of Torah is Soidus. That's what you see from the Vilna Gaon. Dremez is a haschala to Soidus, he said. But Soidus, the highest level of Torah, that's the most sweetest, the most geshmak. That's Mesukim Midvash. So it's very geshmak. The bracha that we're highlighting, the geshmak of Torah, here's where we're davening for to reach the level of this high madrig of Seidus HaTorah, because that's really where the Arevus of Torah lies. The Arevus of Torah lies over there in the Seidus HaTorah. So we're davening for this, and I don't know, you know, whatever. That's what we're davening for. Seidus HaTorah, that's what we're davening for. So that's, just one, end off with one more point, and that is like this. Something that we asked before, and the order, we have to ask it again. Again, the order is Yoidei Shemecha and then Loim Dei Sarasecha L'Shema. Now, so the problem is the order is really hard to
understand.
Yoidei Sarasecha
L'Shema. Both of them.
Okay. But the question is that if Yoidei Shemecha is referring to the secrets of the Torah, and then Loim Dei Sarasecha L'Shema is talking about the Nigla, then what the order should be the backward. It should be the opposite order, because what comes first always? You first learn Nigla, and then you come to the Seidus, right? So that should be. So I found in the Siach Yitzchak, he asked this question. He learns that Yoidei Shemecha is referring to the Seidus HaTorah. And then he asks on himself, he says, but then the order is Shver. So he says two answers. I'd like to share that with him. His two answers. What?
Should we guess?
Yeah, go for it. What's the, why, what?
If the Seidus are being given to you anyway, you don't have to work for it, you have to have that first before you can go to learn. Not just to pick up and start learning. Who just picks up and start learning? We start to learn. For real, Lishma, anyway.
So the Lishma, okay.
You start to learn Lishma. Because
he's gonna,
you already have to know that that's what you gotta
that's
do.
What you got.
Something was revealed to you to do that.
Okay. So he says something similar to what you say. He says, second mahalach is similar to that, on that notion. He says exactly like you said. We don't just say Loim Dei Sarasecha, we say Loim Dei Sarasecha Lishma. He says, Apirishu kach, shal yidei yediyas pnimiyas hatayr, through knowing the pnimius attire, all the secrets. Wow, yovei b'libeinu. It comes into our hearts. Mesikus, the sweetness, and imus tayraseinu akadosh, the geshmak of tayra. Val yidei zeh, through that nizke lilmei lishma. Person learns from ava. He learns from with lishma because he experienced and he knows that he has the secrets of the tayra, which have the pleasantness of the tayra. The ultimate sweetness of tayra is in the yadei shmecha. That spirals him to learn even more. Torah Lishma. So when your person learns Torah Lishma, there's like the secrets of the Torah. But then the secrets of the Torah give him that sweetness that now he learns Torah even more Lishma. That sounds like what he's saying. Now the first mouth he says is very interesting, based on something from the Vilna Gaon. He says, he quotes the Vilna Gaon. Really, it's the way he quotes it is in the Vilna Gaon, in it's like this. Mendel Shklover, Menachem Mendel, he in his Haggah, in Mishlei, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes, he says like this. He says that the following thing I heard from my Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, V'chein shamati ma'adoni mo'iri v'rabbi harein kaparas mishkovei kam upon him. The Vilna Gaon told this to me many times, the following thing. He says, a very interesting thing. Ki kasher yovin hasoid alburi. If a person knows the soid, very clear. Yiloi hakol etzle alburi. Now everything else comes very clear. Hapshat, va'aremez, v'drush, soid. Everything now comes more clear. Aval kol zman shelo yovin hasoid. As long as a person doesn't know the soid of the Torah, of the Avi Pasuk. Afilo hapshat, even the pshat that he knows in a bar, it's not so clear. And he quotes a Zayar, this idea. So it's very interesting. A person learns pshat, and then ultimately he's zoicheh, hopefully, to soid. But then, once a person has soid, then now goes back. And now he's able to learn, he understands everything, his learning, everything is much better. So says the Yisrael Chizko, based on this Vilna Gaon, that could be the pshat in the order. Yoidei Shemecha, and then learn this Arasecha, because the limud indeed, in a certain extent, does come after. Because the way he says it is, the Seder limud, the way to start learning is Milmata Lamayla. You start with Pshat, and then ultimately comes Sait. But that's the way you start learning. But then Hasaga, your Hasaga entire, goes the other direction. It goes Milmata Lamayla, he says it. So just a quote. There's another Vilna in Mishlei later on, in Perek Hey, Pasuk Yudches, on the pasuk of Yimakarcha Baruch Usmach Me'eshes Nurecha. It says you'll be happy with Me'eshes Nurecha, the wife of your youth. He says like this. What it's referring to Torah. It's referring to Torah. He says Yimakarcha Baruch is that a person. It could be zoicha to know the soid properly, and then smach me'eshes nurecha. A person has happiness; he's going to have simcha with his early wife. What does that mean? Kiloimar. It's referring to mashechidashta al pipshat. Everything that in his early years he was mechadish al pipshat. Everything he understood till now, then he's going to be even more besimcha with it. Kushetoven asoid when he understands the soid toven. Sorry, kushetoven asoid when he understands the soid tira. He'll see. Hapshat echu nochin the emes the ech ein bo yiter klal. We'll see how true it is and how nothing's extra. Sometimes you hear pshat and it's gevaldik, but like you can't explain why this is here. When a person knows the site, then everything comes full circle. The tismach oz yoiser bepshat shechidashta menurecho. Then everything that he's mechadish in his earlier years comes back at him. And everything comes back. Everything that he was never mechadish, everything that he ever learned, comes back to him. And he has a simcha in everything. Even more. So you see from here that, so that could be another knetch, that Yoidei Shemecha would learn this Arsech Lashmo, have such avas atayra from everything he's learning, because it brings more and more that this idea of Yoidei Shemecha would learn this Arsech Lashmo. So we have two mahalchem in these two things. Yoidei Shemecha would learn this Arsech Lashmo. The first is that it's referring to the two aspects of Torah. It's Yediyah and Limud. And that's what we explained. We suggested that that's really the two brachas. Lasik B'Dei Rasera highlights Limud HaTorah and B'Har Avna is Yediyah HaTorah. And then the second mahalach is that Yoyed Yishmech B'Lan Nisar Yisach L'Shmo is the two chalakim of Torah, the Nigla and the Nesta. Hashkach.